Hello, Big Tao. I mean, in Australia, it's been fucking pissing down in various parts of the country to where they've had, meters and meters of rain. And while the rain sort of goes down and settles on the land and in the ocean and shit like that, the warm ocean evaporates huge amounts of fucking water up into the atmosphere again, and it blows back fucking, it's this shit here blew out to sea, and then the fucking warm air, the warm ocean has evaporated off a ton more, and now the air's atmosphere's carrying it all back in. So this wind, as you can see, is fucking it's doing a dual vector sort of thing. So it's blowing across that way and it's blowing down that way as well. So that means this whole fucking shitload is kind of sort of headed this way, And so, this is how fuck it goes, And I forget which part of the train line it was, or which bits, But see here, we have a huge fucking cyclone. We have all this shit blowing in from, it went down from there, out sort of out towards New Zealand, and now it's fucking coming back in, There's a huge fucking cyclone churning its cunt out up there, And the prevailing winds tend to be westerly, and the cyclones tend to sort of bring all their fucking, quite often, huge amounts of fucking rain down this way, So they sort of flood down here and also across there, And the train line, I don't know which one it was, but there's a train line that runs from one side of the country to the other, and there's also from Adelaide here that runs up to the fucking Northern Territory, And I forget which branch it was, but South Australia, this area here, has received more than the more rain than it has in the last in the last 200 years, So that was a fucking heap of rain there. And out of 2,400 kilometres of train line, which is, oh, there's 1.6 k's to a mile, I will say 1,500, 1,600 miles of fucking train track, from there up to there. Or 2,400 kilometres, there was 400 k's of it was washed out, And that's probably 240 miles of it was washed out, And so this area here has received meters of fucking rain, in a week, all around this sort of fucking area here. So, I'm going to sort of wait it out today because this whole shit show is just blowtorching more storm, more rain back in across this fucking part here. And, it's a fucking pain in the ass, actually. So there's storms. You can tell by this colour here, whether it's light, moderate, or heavy, but generally speaking, anywhere there's sort of, we'll go onto that radar there and go at, say, 512 k's diameter. Anywhere there's sort of indications of sort of, from sort of moderate onwards, that tends to be fucking lightning with it, The more turbulent, and the more churning of the air, and the more sort of static electricity, and you know, all the voltages start rising, and you know. So yeah, it's cuntingly cuntish. You know, storms. And we'll go across to there, Wagga Wagga. So, yeah, this is all fucking coming down here and sort of going across, well, the sum of two vectors are going across like that and down like that means it's coming down straight across Western Victoria, you know. So, you know, who in God's name knows how much is going to hit the ground before it fucking comes over here, but they're predicting, you know, thunderstorms, light rain and potential thunderstorms. And, you know, I'm not keen on any of it, you know. I'd like to be an old fucking, you know, Nazi nut, actually, you know. Or I've got a big German World War II anti-aircraft gun, you know, a big 88 millimeter gun sitting in the fucking backyard where I can just shoot, you know, explosive fucking rounds up into the thunder clouds and achieve absolutely nothing except screaming at the clouds and, you know, shooting fucking holes which are in them, which absolutely, you know, like when you got 100 billion tons of fucking water floating around in the form of cloud, you know, is gonna make absolutely no fucking difference at all. But, you know, but the idea, I think it's just frustrating. There's been times where I live, you know, you get these summery, short, sweltering, humid sort of days, and you'll get days where the clouds are moving along at almost walking speed, so you get these huge thunderclouds, storms and lightning and shit, and they'll go over, like, you know, like someone on a bicycle, you know, they just float along at the slowest of possible speeds and spitting lightning and shit, and then that cloud goes, and then half an hour later another one comes, and then that one goes, and then half an hour later another one comes, and then that one goes. I've seen it happen for a whole day here or there where there's just nothing but, you know, so you have to unplug everything so it doesn't get fried in a lightning strike. And you plug it back in, and, you know, 20, 30 minutes later, you've got to switch it all off and unplug it again. And then fucking, you know, the thunderstorm goes over, you know, and then fucking you plug it all back in and keep working. And then, there's the issue of the flooding, you know. And I'm fed up with it. The clouds can just fuck right off. But they won't, no matter how much I scream and yell and carry on, nothing's going to change. These kinds of things are just going to keep fucking blowing over us and raining on us and fucking, you know. Yeah, fuck 'em.